Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you all, and thank you all for being with me on this evening, Prophecy Night. I am your host, Prophetess Ellen Bynum. God bless you all from the switchboard, those that are listening via internet, and those that will come later into the archives. I am truly, truly more than blessed to be here before you all on this hour. Now, I know that I have not been live consecutively, actually since probably April, I should say last year, because I actually was hospitalized in ICU in November. I was hospitalized 6 days in the month of January, and I also was hospitalized this month, actually just getting discharged for a second time out of the hospital just only this morning. So I'm definitely grateful to be faithful to the Lord, to be able to speak the word of the Lord to all those that are in the switchboard and waiting to speak with me, to hear, to see, to understand, and to have direction in what God is calling you to do on this hour. Two important announcements I do want to make, and I want to take care of the most important one. I see that there was a number amount of people that did call in Wednesday, February 24th, for relationship night. And actually, people, there was even people that went back to try to retrieve that broadcast. But unfortunately, I was hospitalized, and I personally wanted to take acknowledgement to those that still came, and I wasn't online because of the hospitalization. So whatever inconvenience that may have caused you as a true prophet of God, I ask of your forgiveness, as well as February 26th, Friday, there was no prophecy night. So I wasn't able to really get the word out due to the fact that my condition, I would say. But I thank God for life on this day. And if you're waiting to speak with me, just be patient, because I want to bless you all. Because a lot of times we feel or think that a woman or a man that is a prophet of God, that we don't endure things, that we don't go through things because, you know, we speak the voice of God, or because God speaks and tells his prophets. No, I'm just like you. I go through just like you go through. But I thank God today for strength, because to be hospitalized consecutively like that, you know, you have to ask the Lord, what are you saying? What are you showing me? What are you telling me? Where does this go? You'd be surprised that God himself can put you in a state of emergency so that he can get the glory. So I don't take it for granted to what God has done and what God is continuing to do in your life. I want you to be encouraged as well. And don't let nothing stand in the way. I wrote on one of my social network sites, and I'm going to give the second and last announcement, and I'll open up the phone line. Your miracle is in your mouth. Your miracle that you're waiting from God is in your mouth. And God began to minister this word to me, because what are you telling your miracle to do? Or better yet than that, what are you telling your mountain to do? If God has given us power through the voice and through the tongue of our mouth, whether life or death, or whether to tell the mountain to stand still, God has given us power through our mouth. A lot of times we say we're waiting on a miracle. You're wasting your time. Your miracle is in your mouth. Begin to talk to your mountain, whatever your mountain is. If it's a mountain of depression, a mountain of marriage, whatever it is, begin to speak to your mountain and tell your mountain that God said, I shall live and not die. and begin to speak that word, and you will begin to see miracles unfold in your life, just as I'm waiting for God, as I speak to my mountain for those miracles that God has promised can be manifest out of my life. I just want to remind you that on Wednesday's Relationship Night, I'll be taking prophecies, questions, and comments concerning relationships. And then in the month of April, only, every Friday, I'll have a prophet along with me to prophesy to you all on the line to what God is speaking to you all on this hour. God bless you. Area code 702. And it's so good to hear your voice. How are you doing on this evening?
I'm doing pretty good. Praise God for you taking my call.
Yes, praise God for you. I remember you. It's good that you called back in. It's always good to know and see what God is doing.
Yes, that's all I want is prayer.
Yes, yes. Okay, what exactly do you want me to pray for you tonight?
Just pray for a favor on the job.
Okay. We spoke about that last time.
This is my first time calling.
Well, if I have it correctly, I spoke to you on Monday, February 8th.
I've never called here before. I never called you before.
Okay, well, that's not important. I have your number here. I have your voice here. And I'm going to pray for you and ask God to touch your heart, God to touch your mind, and for God to touch your spirit. Amen?
That's fine.
All right, God, we thank you on this hour, God. As I come before God in prayer, Lord God, I pray, Lord God, that you would touch the call, Lord God, from the crown of his head, God. Father, I pray that you would touch his mind, his heart, and his spirit. Lord, Father, let your anointing power, God, overtake and overcome upon him right now in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray, Father, for your word and your foundation, and most of all, God, faith of truth in your word, God, that, Father, that it would lay in his heart, lay in his spirit, and lay in his mind, God, that the way that it needs to be, God. Father, I ask you to open up his inner being, God, that he will begin to understand what you're doing in this season over his life, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, I also pray, God, that you touch him in a way, God, bring it back to his recollection, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that your very spoken word, God, that was spoken over his life, God, concerning employment, concerning elevation, God, be poured upon him right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. I do pray. Amen, and thank God. God bless you, my brother. God is going to bring some things back to your recollection, and I want to tell you to be patient by faith in the things of God and waiting on the things of God. The Bible says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. And what greater blessing there is from God for the ones that you can't see, but the ones that you're hoping for God to come through. So I want to encourage you that Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, read the whole thing for yourself tonight and let God begin to work in the recollection of your mind. Amen? Hello?
Amen.
Okay, God bless you. God bless you all. I see you all on the switchboard. Just be patient with me. And if for whatever reason you're getting knocked out of the show or the call box, just recall back. I am logging down information. Let me just make this clear to everybody that calls into the show here for Prophecy Night. Every call is logged. Every detail that is prophesied is logged. I keep a record of what I'm doing for God's people. It's not my assignment, but I'm here by assignment from God to do the will and the work of God. If I have your number here, that means two things. Either I personally spoke to you or somebody from that number called the show. But nevertheless, do not play with the Spirit of God. because God is going to let his prophets know the prophetic word that was given over your life. If you're not sure, say you're not sure, because God is not a man that he shall lie. So I just want to say that to you all. I want to open up the phone line. Again, if you get knocked out of the switchboard, just still call back. There's a couple calls that did get dropped out of the call box. I'll see if I can retrieve your number and your information if you should call back into the show. God bless you. Area code 904. I pray all is well with you on this evening, and thanks for joining me. If you missed the third portion of the show, I definitely encourage you to call back in and listen back in so you know what has happened and what has taken place for me, I should say, and why I wasn't live here on Block Talk Radio. But we're back on schedules. Let me just say another thing also. I want everyone that is listening under the sound of the Lord's voice, because it's him that speaks through me. This is still another ministry from God, and I want you to be very obedient in receiving your prophetic word, because I don't want you to take anything for granted to what you're hearing, and I don't want you to think that I'm here to play around. I'm very serious about what I'm doing for the Lord, and I want you to be serious, too. God bless you, Erico 876. How are you on this evening?
Hello. Hi.
Erico 876?
Yes, hello. Thank you. Thanks for taking my call. Hi, can you hear me?
Area code 876, are you live?
Hi, can you hear me? Hello?
Okay, God bless you. Area code 876, I'll try to get back to you and see what God is doing. You know, area code 876, are you live?
Yes, hello, can you hear me? Hello?
Area code 876? Well, while we were trying to get these callers in, area code 404, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Hello?
Area code 404,
hi.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, if you're listening to me live, a lot of the calls are just being... God bless you, and thank you for being patient. I got booted out of the switchboard myself. So if you're listening to me live, I see all the calls that has been booted out from the chat room. Just let me know if you can hear me. God bless you, area code 404. Are you live?
Hi.
Okay, let me apologize for the technical difficulties. How can I bless you on this day?
I was just calling because I have a coworker at work, and I don't know, every time I walk past her, my spirit is real shaky, but she comes off as really nice. I'm not sure if that's a warning or is something that I should be helping her with.
Well, let's just keep it real, and what I mean about that, let's be true to what you really believe that is going on, but not sure, so those that are listening can be able to relate to what you are saying. So let's just put it this way. Number one, do this guy like you?
No, it's a female. She, at my
job. When I say female, I'm saying it's a female in a sense. Does she like you as a coworker? Does she like you as one of her friends? Is she trying to become close to you to be a friend? Be a friend? That's liking that I mean.
Well, she seems like she's trying to be that.
Yeah, because she needs someone. She needs someone to talk to. She is going through a lot, but her problem is trust. And I believe that you have a lot that you can share with her to be able to be a help to her. And every time you come around or pass through her cubic, she becomes nervous because you don't know if that's the day you're going to stop and you're going to say something. What is she going to say? Or maybe you might be able to see the mask that she has covered over her face because of her scars, her hurt, and her wounds.
Okay.
So that's what that is all about. But what I want you to do before you approach her, I want you to first pray about it and let God lead you, because sometimes you can meet a female friend and be supportive towards her, and then sometimes the very thing that they go through ends up becoming your problem and can cause employment conflict. You understand?
Yeah, because at first I was like kind of weary of her, because I just didn't feel like at first she, didn't feel as.
Well, you know what? It's okay to feel that way, because what really was going on, every time you came past there, you was actually feeling her pain. I mean, let me tell you something. We come to work every morning. You don't know what a person goes through before job, even before work gets started. You really don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, just be mindful in that sense. I'm not saying come in contact with her and then you over, you know, you making company at her house every day, y'all going out every day, you're hanging out for lunch every day. Just use wisdom. Keep distance and let God lead you to what exactly he wants you to do with the connection to her. But she definitely needs someone to talk. She definitely needs someone to talk to. And if you feel that God is leading you to do it, then I want you to ask God, Lord, you show me exactly what you want me to do. And he will.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you.
And thank you for calling. Okay, thank you for calling into the show. Oh, God bless every code 404-904. I don't know if you heard me, but I was actually just thanking the Lord, excuse me, for having you here tonight with me on this day. And I do pray that all is well with you also. I also want to say to those that are listening live, when you do call into the show to receive the word of the Lord, I want you to be very mindful not to be so quickly to disconnect from the show because you receive the words from God. Because God is always speaking. God's voice is always moving, saying, and doing something. And I want everyone to be able to receive the full word of God, because God can strictly just speak to me at that moment while I'm prophesying to you. And then he could give me another word in the middle of the broadcast. And just like I said a couple of prophecies a night ago, that I have an amount of people that just listen to the show via internet, or some people who just feel that, you know, they don't want to call in, but they want to listen and hear what God is saying. And that's wonderful, and that's perfect too. I did a call to the nation. Erico 904, I am going to open the lines before I end tonight because I do want to talk to you. So be patient with me. I did a call to the nation where the Lord had me prophetically speak to the seven nations. And I know one of the nations was USA, and then the rest of the nations were international countries. Off the top of my head, I don't even remember. I did this broadcast last year, and somehow the broadcast is downloaded onto my music player of my cell phone. And I said, Lord, allow me to retrieve this so I can put this message on my social network site so people can hear the prophetic release that you gave me concerning these nations. Sometimes, my listeners and my co-hosts, I should say, sometimes I could be listening to another radio music on my cell phone, and this same broadcast I'll be playing sometimes. It is so prophetic. Sometimes I pick up my phone, and the recording from this broadcast is playing, and I didn't even touch the play button. The point of me mentioning this to you, what God has spoken on those nights has came to pass. And the reason why it's important to me, because the people need to know that when God speaks, it shall come to pass. Some of the things that have already took place in the world. So I'm still working on to see. And you know when God has a good word for you, if you get knocked off your show twice. So I thank God, because I'm going to tell you something. And God bring wisdom. See, this any time you know when the Spirit of God is moving, here comes the enemy. But I'm going to tell you about this spirit that started interrupting the show. And God, I thank God, because you cannot stop what God wants to speak through the mouth of his prophet. Area code 904, God bless you. And thank you for your obedience. How are you?
I'm doing well on tonight. How are you?
I'm okay. You see how busy the enemy is on this call tonight. Amen?
Yes, ma'am. I called back in three times.
And I have to call back in two times.
My phone is not disconnected, but I can't hear you. But when
Amen.
I call back in, I can hear you.
Amen. And I tell you something, sister. Everyone that is listening live with us tonight, you better rest for sure. If you ain't got the enemy chasing after you, then I question your walk with God. So we thank God tonight that we ain't going to let nothing stop in the way and what God is doing. Amen?
Amen.
How is everything with you?
You know,
you
did? I refuse to complain.
Well, no, don't complain. Whatever you do, don't complain, because you won't be solving nothing.
Yeah,
he's
working it out.
Amen. That's it. And did you hear what I said earlier? That your miracle is in your mouth. Your miracle is in your mouth. God said you speak to the mountains, the mountains got to move. Whatever the word of God is sent forth to do, it has to do. Don't wait on God for your miracle. Begin to open up your mouth. Begin to tell God, well, whatever this mountain is that is hindering you, begin to speak to that mountain and tell that mountain that it got to move, that God got plans for my life, that God is going to do something for my life. Why did you think he told Daniel to prophesy to the dry bones in the valley? He's standing there looking stupid at God. Do what? Well, why should I prophesy for what's dead? I got you that got all power. Why can't you talk to these dry bones? God don't need to talk to your condition. He has already solved your condition. Your faith got to be in the oracle of your mouth, meaning believing what the word of God says. Amen?
Amen.
Well, that's what I wanted to bless you with tonight, and even those that are listening tonight. Was it anything in direct you wanted to talk to me about?
No, ma'am, not on this evening.
Okay. Well, continue to listen and watch the show, and be blessed, and most of all, be encouraged.
Amen. Thank you.
Thank you. That is so true tonight. That same word keeps coming up. See, you can't stop prophecy. You can't stop the prophetic. You can't stop the word of God. You can't stop what God wants to do. Because God has all power in his hand tonight. Every one of you that is listening to me under the sound of God's voice, not my voice, your prophecy tonight, those that are listening via internet, your prophecy tonight for those that will come in the archives. Your prophecy tonight is that your miracle is in your mouth tonight. I want you to begin to prophesy to your miracle. Don't wait until the show is over to prophesy to your miracle. Begin to tell your mountain. You know, begin to tell the miracles in your mouth that God even say in scriptures. For verily I say unto you that whatsoever shall you say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast. Hallelujah. I thank God for this word that he's given you tonight. And be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he say shall come to pass. He say, whatsoever you saith. And that's Mark chapter 11. So whatever, what are you saying unto your mountain? Is you telling your mountain, kill me? Is you telling your mountain, I give up? Is you telling your mountain, I don't care anymore? Of what you speak, hallelujah, you can become. If you want to become the promised vessel of God for what he promised over your life, I decree and declare tonight over everyone that is listening, that is looking to speak a miracle from their mouth, not looking, waiting for God, because you won't miss the miracle. God never stopped doing miracles. He's doing miracle right now. How do you think the woman with the issue of blood, hallelujah, got killed, bleeding for 12 years? It wasn't so much she was in the right place at the right time, but she began to open her mouth by faith. She began to reach out at the the garment of God. She began to have the faith to believe that she was going to be healed. She went to the psychic. She went to the soothsayers. She went to the non-Christian. She went to the Christians. She went to the doctor and couldn't get healed. But the moment she got into the right position, the moment she got into the right place, the moment she opened her mouth and she said, Lord, heal my body. She had to have been saying something. If I can just reach him, if I just can get between the crowd, if I can just touch the hem of his garment. And that's the woman with the issue of blood touched the hem of his garment. Automatically, Jesus stopped. And he knew something unclean, hallelujah, touched him. But he also knew what touched him believed in him. So prophesy tonight. Speak to your mountain, and speak through your miracle. God bless you all. I want you to tune in this Wednesday, our relationship night. We'll talk more about a relationship night. And if you're coming late into this broadcast, I am encouraging you to go back and retrieve this 30-minute broadcast. And by the way, if you want to retrieve this segment show, you could go to blogtalkradio.com/prophecy night, and you can actually listen to this broadcast all over. So all the technical difficulties, the word of God still got forth. God bless you all and love you dearly.